All right, Daf Mem Dalid. Friday's Daf. We are holding on Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hachoshev l'shleach yad b'pikadon. Here you have the shleach watching the pikadon, and he has a machshava to be shleach yad. Now, the way we teach machshava, according to both Rashi and Tosfos, is that he announces that he is. He says that he's going to do it. So it's not literal chishev, but it's going to be, he says it out loud. And Rashi even says he says it out loud in front of Edim. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Gilyon Hashas, explains what Rashi just means is because we need to know that it happened, not because the Edus somehow officiates the Dibur and makes it somehow into a proper Dibur. It's a Dibur anyway, but this is how we know about it. L'maisa, the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about v'chishev, he doesn't say that you have to speak it out loud. The Rambam is not talking about hilchos shlichus yad, he's talking about pigel, which Tosfos equates the sugyas, because there's also machsheves pigel, and Tosfos understands that also be that you spoke it out loud. But the Rambam in P'sulei Mekdoshim, Perek Gimel, does not say anything about saying it out loud, so we can perhaps say on behalf of the Rambam that machshava alone is enough. So if a Shomer only says that he was going to be shaleach yad, but he didn't actually do it yet, Beishame Oimrim Chayev, and Beishilul Oimrim Eina Chayev Ad Shishalach Buyad, you actually have to do the Maisa, Shenemrim Lo Shalach Yodai, B'Maleches Re'ehu, which sounds like you literally have to do it. Now let's say you move the Keli, but not in the context of stealing it. Let's say Hita Es HaChavis, so you tilt over the Chavis of wine that you're being Shomer, V'Nutal Him and Revias, and you take a Revias from it. So of course, the tilting, it is so you can get the wine out. The tilting is not like you're trying to be kaina it for Geneva. Now, after you did that maisa v'nishbar, it broke, so you can no longer say harishal chalaf anecha. At that point, ein mashalim el revias. The only part you actually stole is the revias of wine. You're not achroy for the rest of it. Ah, you're a shaleach yad? No, because you never made a kinyan yad. You're not really shaleach b'yad. Higbia v'notel himen revias. Let's say you picked up the whole chavis, which is now a proper maisa of hagbah. And then you took the revias of wine v'nishbara, then it broke, then mishal d'mekul, you're responsible for everything. The Ketzais in Simen Shim Memches has a kasha that why do we need to have a maisa for the shlichus yad? L'maisa, this pikadon is in your rishus. So once you have this machshava, your chatzar l'chayra should be kind of the gneva. So whatever happened to kinyan chatzar, and why won't that work for gneva? And the Ketzais, based on this mishnah, brings a riot to his idea that for a geneva, you need to have a maisa geneva. You may remember the Rashi that the Ketzais builds on that says, when the animal went into your backyard, v'no'al b'faneho, and you close the door. You gotta do a maisa. So that's why our mission is assuming you have to have a maisa kinyan, and you can't just rely upon your rotzen and kinyan chatzar to work. Zokta Gemara, mi no'ani mili. What's the makaris for both Beishamai Beisil? D'tana rabbanan al kol dvar pesha. So Beishamai Oimrim, malamit shechayv al machshava k'maisa. Right? Al kol dvar pesha is only coming to even include Dvar Pesha, which is the Dibur, the speaking, which of course is how Tosfos and Rashi knew that the Machshava really is a reference to Dibur. Ubeisilul Oimrim, Eina Chayvat Shishalach Boyad, you actually have to do a Maisa to be Shaleach Boyad, Shenemrim Loi Sholach Yadle B'Maleches Re'eu, and he looks at it literally. Omru Lehen Beishamel Beisilul, Bahalik Varnemar Al Kol Dvar Pesha. What are you going to do with that, which sounds like Dibur alone is enough? Omru Lehen Beisilul Beishamai, Bahalik Varnemar Em Loi Sholach Yadle B'Maleches Re'eu, so you got to deal with that too. Sim Kemal Tamalemar Al Kol Dvar Pesha, so Beis Hillel says rhetorically, so why does it say Al Kol Dvar Pesha Shiyocho? You might have thought Ein Li Elohu. Dafka the Shomer himself is chay for the Shlichus Yad. However, Omar La Avdoi Ulishlucha Minayin. How do you know if he makes a Shliach, it'll also make the Mishalech chay for the Einsim? Talmud Leimer Al Kol Dvar Pesha to even be Marbe the Shlichus. And as we know, that's why we say Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera by Shlichus Yad. And the Mishnah said Hita Es Achavus. If you're tilting over this Chavus of wine and then you take the Revias, you only have to pay back the Revias. Omar Rabba Loi Shanu El Shenishbar. That Dafka where the whole Chavus broke. Avol hechmitza, let's say the wine just turned into vinegar, then mishalom is cool, you gotta pay for all of it, because my taima, because gire didei hu dahanole. What Rab is saying here is that since you took out some of the wine, you accelerated the process of turning this into vinegar because of that airspace. So that's your gire didei, that's your arrows that made it into vinegar. So I'm achray now for the einus of the entire barrel, not just for the revias that I took out. Then the Mishnah said, higbiya v'notol heimena, but once you lift up the whole chavis and you're chai for everything, omar shmo loy notal notal mamish. When it says he took, it doesn't mean he actually took the revias. Elakivan shehigbiya once you lifted up the chavis with the intent to take it, you're still going to be chayev for everything. So lema kosover shmuel shlichus yad ina tzricha chesaron, because you didn't take it yet. So clearly the shlichus yad, you're just moving it with the intent, but you're not really creating any chen chesaron. It's not really so true that according to Shmuel, it's because shlichus yad lay tzricha chesaron, but shani hocha de nichale. Since the shomer wants it to have a chavis kula, he wants the whole chavis of wine, basis l'ha revias. He wants the entire chavis to be a holder for that revias that he plans to take out. Because it's better when it's in a full container, as we had already said, it will last longer if it's together with the rest of the wine. Boy, Ravashi, Higbia Arniki, but let's say there wouldn't be a Milo. Let's say it was an Arniki. I picked up the Arniki to take out Litel Hemena Diner to take out that coin. Mahu, what's going to be the halacha according to Shmuel? Does he say that you're Mukhuyah for the entire Arniki? Or not until you actually take out that coin? So chamra hudle mentor ala agav chamra, maybe only dafka by wine, which is only considered better when its other wine is with it. So in that case, shomer is being shaleach yad when he's taking out the portion that he wants out of the chavis, aval zuza minter. But by coins, it's already minter, it's already secure by itself. There's no reason to assume that the shomer wants the coin, he's being shaleach yad from that arniki. So we shouldn't make him responsible for the whole arniki. Or Dilma, maybe it's not true. Shani netirusa d'arniki, maybe fakaret. Maybe the protection that the arniki affords is different min netirusa d'dinar. It's different when it's a single coin, when it's a whole group of coins. And maybe in a chanami, the shomer wants the coin that he's being shaleach yad to stay inside the arniki. And therefore he should be achrei for the whole arniki, even if he didn't take out that coin. And afdem is teku, hadron alecha mafkid, baruch Hashem, we finished the mafkid, and now we get to start the fourth parak of Hazov. We're actually leaving now the topics that Bava Metzia has been covering about ownership and responsibility, and now moving over to transactional things about buying and selling. So as we embark on this parak, the yesod that you need to know, of course, is that the only thing that really matters is kinyan. I make a kinyan on something, that's what transfers its rishus and makes it mine. We are used to the idea that when I pay for something, it becomes mine. But in halacha, it's not really true. And we're going to see that if you pay for something, you could still renege on the deal, because the payment is not what actually makes the transaction. But in order to do that, you got to determine what is the payment and what is the actual thing that is being transacted. If I buy a piano, so the piano is the dover that I want to buy, the cash that I'm paying for it is simply the payment. If I take the piano, I'm kind of the piano. But if you take the cash from me, that doesn't make me have the piano. It just means now you have my cash. But in halacha, we need to determine what is considered the actual merchandise and what is the actual payment. So Zokta Mishnah, Hazov kaina es hakesef, v'hakesef ena kaina es hazov. In this case, gold and silver, there's a big difference. Gold is the product that you're trying to buy. Kesef is the currency that you're paying it with. So that's why the lekech's taking of the zahav, that's a real kinyan, and therefore the silver goes to the meicher. But if the meicher just takes the silver, that doesn't automatically make the lekech have the gold. Also, hanechayshes, copper, which is also considered a product, despite the fact that it's lower value than the kesef. But hanechayshes, that product of nechayshes, is kainas hakesef. That kesef meaning that currency of kesef, ain't a kainas as a nechayshes. So it's ironic that the silver falls in between gold and copper, but yet it is currency and the other objects are all just product. Ma'is ra'is kaina sisa yafais, bad money that's not really in circulation is going to be kaina the yafais, because again, it works as the product to make the real kinyan as opposed to the yafais, which is just the currency. Vaha yafais ainan kaina sisa ra'is, because as we know, ma'is is like kainais. Asimon, which is a kind of a coin that's not really in circulation, they've been pulled out of circulation. Kaina sa matbea, which is in circulation. Vamatbea ina kaina sa asimon. And lastly, metaltlin kainin es a matbea. Matbea ina kainin es a metaltlin. And here, when we talk about metaltlin, we're talking about any other kinds of coins, even gold or copper coins, or unminted coins. But the point is, they're not considered money, klape, the actual real money that you're dealing with. So it's all the same kind of an idea. Then the Mishnah says, we're not going to be geyers the zeh klal. Kol ha metaltlin kainin es a zeh. Let's say you're making some kind of a swap. There's no money involved in the story. I'm just swapping out something with a chalipin, or I'm using maybe b'tayras damim, where I don't have any cash on hand, so I will give you this chayfetz in lieu of cash. So metaltlin will work to be kind of one to the other. Ketzad. Let's say the lekech took the peiros from the meicher but didn't give him any money for it. So any yachalachzabay, nobody can renig, because taking the peiros, boom, it's done now. It's game over and the transaction has now been official. However, nosan lemois v'loy moshechem eno peiros, if the lekech gave the meicher the money but he didn't actually take the peiros, yachalachzabay, both of them can be chayzer. But what prevents anybody from doing that? But Chazal said that somebody who does that kind of reneging after he's already paid, whatever reason he wants to do it, he gets the klal of mishapara me'anshe dara mabel or midora flaga who usedli para mimi she'ein aymed bidiburai. If you don't keep your word, you're going to get a patch from shamayim. Now, of course, there are justifiable reasons for people to pull out of a deal. There's some kind of mekach tois or there was something that you didn't realize. But let's say you just changed your mind at that point. It's too late. Once you paid, there would be a mishapara to try to pull out of the deal at that point. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, kol shehakesef biyadai. Whoever has the money in their possession, Yadai al ha'elyayna, Shimon is arguing with the Tanakama that says me'ikr ha'din, both parties can actually be chayzer as long as the chayfetz itself hasn't had a kinyan on it. But according to Reb Shimon, the meicher's receipt of the money gives him the Yadai al ha'elyayna. So he can back out, but the lekech cannot back out. And the Gemara is going to explain. So like the Gemara, Masni le Rabbi le Rabbi Shimon Beret. Rabbi taught our Mishnah to his son Reb Shimon and said, Hazov kaines hakesef. Amar le Reb Shimon said, Rabbi, talking about his father. And it is interesting to note that even though it was his father also, he called him Rebbe, and the Rama and Yeridea Reish Ben Beis makes the point that you're supposed to give more kavod to a Rebbe than a father, and therefore it was more mechubadik to call him Rebbe than Ovi. But anyway, he ties to his father, Shonis lanu bialdusecha kesef kainas hazov. When we were all younger, you taught us the Mishnah differently, that the kesef is kind of the zahav. The tachzer v'tishna lanu b'ziknusecha hazov kainas hakesef, and now you switch it around? Which one is it? So bialduse maisover, ubziknuse maisover. What was the shita that he held when he was younger, and what was the shita now when he's older? Bialduse sover dehava dechoshev leitiva. When he was younger, he held that gold coins, which are more valuable, is considered money. That was like a fancy currency. And kaspa, the lechoshev of a peira. And the lower stature thing, meaning the kesef, that had a din of peiris. The koni lepeira letiva. So therefore, of taking the peiris, acquire, made the kinyan on the zahav. But however, bezeknuse, saver kaspa, turning over to amid beis, to charef havetiva, which is more charef, meaning it's more available, more common to use as money, and to have a deloy charef, have a pera, and therefore gold, which is not as frequently used as money, is considered the peris. The kanile, pera lativa. So it's the same idea, it's just what was considered the currency and what's considered the product over here, the peris. Amar of Ashi, ki alduse mistabra, lechaira, the way he went when he was younger is lechaira better. Midiktani and nechaishas kainas hakesef, the Mishnah says that you take the nechaishas blibes, the peris, but not the kesef, and it doesn't say it the other way around. So it sounds like kesef is always going to be considered money relative to the nechaishas. So yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Kaspel Lagabe the Hava Peira Have. And it's fine if you're gonna say Rav Meir held that Kesef Klape the Zahav is considered the Peiris, like in Rebbe's earlier younger versions. So then Hainu de Katonia Nechayshus Kainas Hakesef. The Alpha Gavdel Lagabe the Hava Peira Have. Even though Klape the gold, then the Kesef is considered Peiris, like the first part of the mission according to this way of learning. Lagabe Nechayshus Tiva Have. But Klape the Nechayshus is considered money. But Eliyamer Kaspel Lagabe the Hava Tiva Have. If it's considered money, like the later version of Rebbe, so why would the mission have to teach us anything about the kesef and the nechayshus? Hashir l'gabi to have a choshev b'nei amr tiva have a klape gold, which is certainly more valuable. You got to say that the kesef is considered money. L'gabi nechayshus v'yihu charev miboy. So klape the nechayshus, which certainly the kesef is both more valuable and more charev, more current. It's certainly going to be that the kesef is going to be considered money. So why would you even need to say anything? Which the Gemara says, Itzrich, I'll tell you why we would need for the Mishnah to say it even by silver versus nechayshus. Because salkatei techamina hani prite ba'asra desagye. These kinds of prutais that are in circulation to some extent, inu harifei tvei mekaspa, they're taka more charef, they're more in circulation than the actual silver coin. So emetiva have, maybe we'll say that these nechayshus coins are considered more money relative to the kesef. So kamash mlan, kivin di ika duchta, delay sagile, since the Mishnah is telling us there are places where the nechayshus is not circulating, so peira have, we're always going to consider a peiris. Ah, for bichia sovereign to have a tiva have. Even Rav Chiya holds that the gold coins are considered money klape than a silver because of the following story. De Rav Eizef Dinre Mibrati de Rav Chiya. Rav once borrowed gold dinarim from Rav Chiya's daughter, Lesoif Yakar Dinre, but later on, the value of those gold dinarim went up. So Asil Kamei Rav Chiya, because he wanted to know, I want to pay him back, but I'm concerned that I might be ribbis if I'm paying back more than I borrowed and it went up in value. Omer Le, Rav Chiya said to him, Zil Shlemle, Tovin Uskilin. Go pay the full weight of the diners. And now let's understand what Rav Chiya meant by that. Iyam Rav Chiya did have a tiva have. If you tell me that gold is considered money, so shopper, that's why he said go pay it back. Because as you can understand, if I borrow $10 from you and now the dollar's stronger, it's worth more, I can still give you back $10. No one's going to say that's ribbis because I gave you back money. The fact that the money is worth more doesn't mean it's ribbis. But if it would be product, if it would be payris, then we would have a problem here. But Eli Amrit Peirahav, if you tell me that the gold is considered payris, klape the silver, havele saw besa, vaaser, and then you're going to have a ribbis problem. And for the Gemara, no, because we're missing part of the story. Rav Dinre Havele, Rav really already had gold dinarim that he borrowed from Rav Chiya's daughter. The kivin de havelei dinrei, and since he already had this dinarim of his own, nasa ka'imrla, it's as if he said to her, halveni adcha yavei bini, lend me until my son comes, oyadcha emtze mafteach, or until I find the key. Those are examples that sobasa is not going to be usher mitam ribis, because you already have it on your own, and you're only taking the loan because that thing that you need is not really accessible to you. So that's the kind of case where Rav wasn't really having a chashash of ribis anyway. Amar Rava Haitana Sover Dehava Tiva Have. I'll show you a Tana that holds that gold is considered money. Detanya Pruta Shomru Echad Mishmeine Bisrai Talki, the Pruta that the Chazal are talking about, and this is of course the first mission of Masechet Kedushin, is equal to 1/8 of an Isser Italki, Italian Isser, Lamainaf Gamina, Lakedusha Isha. Continues the Braisa, Isser Echad Mishmeine Ma'arba Bidiner Shal Kesef, and Isser is 1/24 of a silver diner, Lamainaf Gamina, Lamekachu Memkar. Because we need to know how much it's worth to know when you've been charged more than the Aina, 1/6 that you can't overcharge. Continues the price. A diner shall kesef echad me esrim v'chamisha b'diner shall zav. One silver diner is worth 1/25 of a gold diner. L'may nafkamina l'pidyayin ha-ben. As Rashi explains, if the father gave a kayin, a gold diner, for the pidyan of his son, since there are 25 silver dinarim to one gold dinar, the kohen would have to return 5 silver dinarim as change. Now, yamar bishlema tivahave, if you're telling me the gold tiva is considered money klape the silver, so mishayer tonam v'midi dekits, so therefore the tana is giving you an objective solid amount of a fixed value. Eliyamar peirahave, if you tell me that gold is considered peiras klape that silver, so mishayer tonam v'midi deikar v'zil, how could the tana give you an amount of, this is how much it costs? It's going to go up and down, and it depends on the value of the gold, the price of gold on that day. So what would be the Tana's point in doing that if Zimnin de Mahara le Kahana, and sometimes the Kohen is going to have to give back the change to the father of this child, Zimnin de Maizav le Yehu le Kahana, and sometimes the father is going to have to add more money to give to the Kohen. Elish Mamina, Tevahave, must be that gold is considered money, Klape silver, Shmamina. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time.